Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for the lovers of the demon weed. Marijuana turned out to be a big winner in the House of Representatives. A big overwhelming victory, powered by Democrats, of course, to try to end any federal restrictions on marijuana that now make it more difficult to get, make it less than universally legalized. Does this something where the Republicans will have to give way? There is coverage of this issue in the Washington Post that emphasizes that Republicans are on the wrong side of history. House votes to decriminalize marijuana as GOP resists national shift on pot. Oh, really? And meanwhile, a major American city is banning smoking of tobacco in apartments, but marijuana is specifically okay. In other words, you can smoke in your apartment, but just not tobacco. Does that make sense? We will get to that issue. We will also get to the issue of the specific charges against China, which are very serious, that are filed today by John Ratcliffe, the Director of National Intelligence. But I want to go first to something that I think is on the minds of many people, particularly as the days tick down to December 8th, which is when states are going to be having their initial gatherings of their electors in those states. That's Tuesday of next week. It's soon. And the electors are supposed to meet and come together because they've already been named. They've already been certified. Any efforts to try to change the results of this election that have been certified, with electors meeting on Tuesday and then the Electoral College meeting on the 14th of December. The 14th of December, it's 10 days away. And the idea of undoing the election between now and the 10 days from now depends on a whole series of lawsuits that have been filed by the Trump campaign and by Republican institutions elsewhere. So let me give you some sense of where this is going. And it requires a real national focus, looking around the country, because it's not just one state. It's not just Georgia. It's not just Wisconsin. It's not just Michigan. It's not just Nevada. It's all of them. Because Trump would have to overcome the apparent results of the election in at least three states. You can pick them. It could be any three states. But it's not enough if he just does, say, Michigan and Pennsylvania. It's not enough if he just does Michigan and Georgia. He's going to need a third state in there. And here is a report as summarized from various news sources across the country. The Wisconsin Supreme Court yesterday declined to hear a challenge to the election results filed by Trump's campaign. They found that under state law, the campaign should have gone first to a lower level court. Now, because of the nature of the decision, which wasn't a, they were looking at the merits of the case, as they say in legalese, what they were looking at was, well, was it properly filed? And they're saying no. They're saying by a 4-3 vote, including, by the way, Scott Walker's former legal counsel. Remember Scott Walker, governor of Wisconsin, great guy, great governor, strong conservative Republican. His former legal counsel helped make this decision. And he said that you simply have come to the wrong court. Now, this ignores the fact that time is running out, but that's their decision. In Arizona, a judge dismissed a key part of a suit seeking to overturn the election, filed by the state's Republican Party chairperson. And in Pennsylvania, where the state Supreme Court had dismissed a Republican lawsuit challenging universal mail voting, the court yesterday issued a one-sentence order unanimously refusing to stay the dismissal. In other words, staying the dismissal means that, wait a minute, you've dismissed this suit. Well, hold on that dismissal. We want to bring something else. They said, no, the dismissal stands. This lawsuit is dead. We're not considering it. And a day after Trump delivered his 46-minute speech from the White House attacking the integrity of the election, his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, continued his traveling roadshow, that's the language of the Washington Post, in which he has been making claims about fraud to audiences of Republican state lawmakers. On Thursday, Rudy was at the Georgia Capitol, where he encouraged GOP legislators to reject Biden's victory in the popular vote and instead to choose electors who will back Trump. State law doesn't in any way prevent you, the legislature, from immediately taking this over and deciding this, Giuliani said at a state Senate subcommittee hearing. Ray Smith, legal counsel for Trump in the state, and this again is Georgia, where the president's going to be tonight, said the campaign will be filing a new lawsuit asking the Fulton County Superior Court for a new election. He urged Georgia legislators to select electors independently. And part of this is based on what they call the smoking gun video, which is supposed to have been from Fulton County, which allegedly shows officials who were there counting the votes telling observers to go home even while the vote counting was continuing. And then in the midst of that, they produce a suitcase full of ballots. Okay, I've actually looked at the video, and if you go to dig up the background on this, they have the officials and eyewitnesses and people who were there. It wasn't a suitcase. They were bins in which ballots that had already been opened were stored. They weren't new ballots. They were ballots that still needed to be counted. And the thing about Georgia that is so encouraging about all this hand counting of ballots that was going on was that it all computes. In other words, they've now had basically 1.5 full recounts. They had a full hand recount. And the voting machines matched almost exactly what they came up with. And the idea of some kind of evidence that Georgia was a fraudulent election, the evidence doesn't really exist. Meanwhile, in the Pennsylvania case, Trump allies late yesterday formally asked the U.S. Supreme Court to block the state high court's rejection of their challenge to Act 77, which was a law passed by the Republican legislature in 2019 that established mail voting there in Pennsylvania. The idea that we're going to be able to challenge at the very end of 2020 a law that was duly passed and signed and enacted and followed, passed in 2019, this is going nowhere. Judges across the country continue to express skepticism at claims lodged by Trump and his allies during a hearing in Michigan on Thursday where Biden's win has already been certified. State Judge Timothy Kenney quizzed an attorney for a group of Republican poll watchers who are seeking an audit of the results in Wayne County about the intentions of the plaintiffs. The judge asked, "Are you really trying to change the results? Are you not?" And an attorney for the group said, "Honestly, Judge, I don't know what the results will be." In Arizona, Maricopa County Judge Randall Warren dismissed a challenge brought by state GOP chair Kelly Ward, saying that she had brought the claim too late. What happens with all of this? Where does it go? Well, we have the dates and we have a process. We'll play some of Rudy Giuliani's star witnesses, too. That and more coming up on the MedVent Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at The Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at The Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing Medhead members, we've discounted everything at the Medved History Store by 50%.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Talking yesterday about how there's that little edge of longing and nostalgia and sadness to a lot of the favorite Christmas songs. Well, there you go. Blue Christmas without you. There it's still not going to be possible for people in most of the country to celebrate Christmas with marijuana if they want to. The House yesterday voted for a landmark retreat, as the Washington Post is calling it, in the nation's decades-long war on drugs. They actually voted today, and they voted to remove marijuana from the federal schedule of controlled substances and provide for the regulation and taxation of legal cannabis sales. The vote was 228-164, and it marked the first time either chamber of Congress has voted on the issue of federally decriminalizing pot. The measure will not pass into law because of the Senate. And this is, again, one of a thousand reasons it's so important to hold those Senate seats in Georgia for the Republican Party. And due to political skittishness, says the Post, the marijuana bill was only voted on after the elections and more than a year after it emerged from committee. But the House took a stand at a moment of increasing momentum, with voters last month opting to liberalize marijuana laws in five states, including three that were carried by President Trump handily. Today's vote, however, was largely along party lines, with Democrats voting overwhelmingly to support the federal decriminalization bill, and only five Republicans voting for it. The rest of the Republican Party against it. And top Republicans, including the House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, made derisive public comments about the bill this week. They painted the measure as a frivolous diversion from the task of funding the federal government and delivering a new round of emergency coronavirus aid to Americans. One headline from McConnell, quote, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi decides to puff, puff, pass on emergency coronavirus relief. Well, let's hope that's not true, and she gets around to authorizing that relief. Steve Scalise, the Republican whip in the House, said it's just unbelievable how tone-deaf the Democrats are to these small businesses and the jobs, the families that are tied to them. He's talking about the House spending its time on a marijuana bill that's going nowhere. And he's right, of course. And the idea that there is no cost to legalizing marijuana, especially at a time when people are sensitive to public health, they ought to be sensitive to that. There's a cost to every decision you make, and there's a cost also to the continuing fight that is a fight that you know you're going to lose. And I mean the fight in a desire to overturn an election that happened more than a month ago, where the popular vote difference is almost 5% now, almost 5%. The popular vote difference is 7 million votes. It's big. The electoral vote count is not particularly close. The election happened. And I know that most people who are listening to me right now probably hate the result, don't like the fact that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris won. But they did. One, I was talking about the situation in Arizona where Kelly Ward, who is the party chair in Arizona, she and her lawyers were trying to focus on errors in the duplication of ballots that were damaged or otherwise unreadable in Maricopa County, which is where Phoenix is. And they were unreadable by tabulation machines. Now, in such cases, a bipartisan board of election workers is supposed to look at the ballot to determine the voter's intent. And then that board of election workers, bipartisan, evenly divided, Republicans, Democrats, fills in a clean ballot accordingly. Before Thursday's hearing, Ward's lawyers were allowed to compare 1,626 duplicated ballots to the originals in the presence of attorneys for Democrats and the Secretary of State, who's a Democrat named Katie Hobbs. The Republican lawyers found a total of 9 errors out of 1,626 ballots. That was an error rate of 0.5%. In other words, county election official, Maricopa County, Scott Jaron, said today 99.45% of the inspected ballots were duplicated properly. Jarrett said some level of human error is unavoidable. We're all people, he said. It would be unreasonable to expect there would be no errors. Seven of the errors deprived Trump of votes. There were only two that deprived Biden of votes. So that would have meant a difference of five votes involving the 27,000 ballots that were duplicated countywide. In other words, with this same level of mistake, Trump would have gained a total of 103 votes. He lost the state by 10,457. So this suit didn't go anywhere. The important thing here, the Wall Street Journal today, and again, supporter of conservative causes and principles and a big supporter of President Trump, they have a powerful editorial. And the headline is Trump and the Georgia runoffs. And they say this: the most important story in politics for the next month isn't the foregone outcome of the presidential race. It's the two Georgia runoff races on January 5th that will determine who controls the Senate and the direction of U.S. policy for the next 2 years. If Republicans lose those seats, President Trump will be the main reason, and the main casualty will be the Trump legacy. The two Republicans should be favorites. Georgia's changing, and Mr. Trump narrowly lost the state, but it still leans center-right. Incumbent David Perdue nearly won the 50% he needed to avoid a runoff, and Democratic challenger John Ossoff couldn't win a House race in the Atlanta suburbs back in 2017. It was a special election. Mr. Trump has tweeted endorsements of the two Republicans, and he plans to attend a rally in Valdosta tomorrow night. But he's also attacking GOP Governor Brian Kemp and Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. He called Raffensperger an enemy of the people for not overturning the result in a state he lost by 12,670 votes. It's an unfair rap, as the state conducted a hand recount of every ballot. Mr. Trump lost the race by doing worse in the Atlanta suburbs than he did in 2016, as he also did in most other suburbs around the country. The attacks on fellow Republicans are causing a split in the party that could help the Democrats, who are flooding the state with money. Well, of course they are. And absentee ballot drives. Republicans and independents who voted for Mr. Biden might be willing to vote for the two GOP senators with the president no longer on the ballot, but Mr. Trump won't let the election go. Meanwhile, his claims that the vote is rigged for the Democrats could cause many of his voters to stay home. Look, you have to win on this. But there are sometimes intellectual issues that are crucial. One of them, coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi thinks a new dynamic is emerging in the fight against the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. COVID-19, a big topic during the Capitol Hill briefing, as was an update on coronavirus relief talks.
Excited about the prospect that there's a bipartisan bill, because I told members I'm not bringing any more bills that are not bipartisan. We wanted to show what needs to be done in the interest of negotiation, They're negotiating. It's a good product. It's not everything we want. Don't get me wrong. I don't want the Republicans to think that this is a dream come true.
The Labor Department says the economy added 245,000 jobs in November. The unemployment rate fell from 6.9% to 6.7%. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In history where we can't gather consensus on how many votes were counted in a specific place in a specific day 31 days ago, where we can't seem to agree on some of the most fundamental stuff, is it surprising that we can't agree on the most fundamental stuff? The most fundamental stuff is the nature of life and the origins of life. And somebody who's thought deeply and written beautifully about that and devoted his life to researching it is a biochemist named Michael Behe. And he has a new book, and I've appreciated his previous books, particularly Darwin's Black Box and The Edge of Evolution. Michael Behe is a fellow of Discovery Institute and the Center for Science and Culture there, and he's a professor in the Department of Biological Sciences at Lehigh University. Michael, congratulations on the new book, A Mousetrap for Darwin. Now,
thanks,
you're not saying
much
that Darwin's a mouse here, are you? Yeah, that's the first question.
No, the mousetrap is a device that I use to show a problem for Darwin. I call it irreducible complexity. And that's that you have to have all the parts of the mousetrap together for it to work. And Darwin said that if you needed to put all things together, if you couldn't make something by numerous successive slight modifications, very gradually, then his idea of random changes and natural selection wouldn't work. So the mousetrap is kind of a taunt for Darwinists.
Okay, now get this very clear here, and you are as clear as you can possibly be at the beginning of the book. You are not questioning what you call mere evolution. In other words, you say at the beginning of the book, there is terrific evidence consistent with the idea that organisms living today are descended with modification from organisms that lived in the distant past. So you are not taking the position that dinosaurs didn't exist. You're not taking the position that we don't have a long evolutionary history. What's the issue?
Well, the issue is what in the world could cause such, you know, profound transformations as starting, say, with a single cell and then unfolding it to give all of life on Earth. The idea of mere evolution, that is, evolution as just common descent from creatures in the past, was proposed well before Darwin. He didn't originate the idea of evolution. His claim to fame was that he thought he had discovered a purposeless mechanism for these changes. Before him, all the other folks who proposed evolution thought that it was a guided or a teleological process. And the idea simply of descent is, I think, trivial, because it simply says you had an ancestor in the past, and now you've got a number of different animals that have lots of differences, but they also have similarities to each other, which supposedly they inherited from the ancestor. So you don't actually explain anything. You're postulating the ancestor, and you're saying that the traits were inherited, but you don't say where the ancestor came from or how these fantastic new systems arose.
These new systems, you argue in a Mousetrap for Darwin, is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com, are very clearly designed. And to focus this for just a moment, one of the things that you read in this book, which is a collection of your responses to your critics, a collection of articles, plus some brand new information, we know a lot more about mutations today than they did 160 years ago when Darwin wrote Origin of Species, right? So
yeah.
Isn't it true that most mutations don't work in your behalf? They're not all favorable? Usually when you talk about a mutant, it's not some advantage, is it?
That's right. Probably 99%+ of mutations are, you know, harmful. They result in birth defects and diseases and bad stuff. But that didn't used to bother the Darwinists, because they said, well, all those organisms will just die, and the ones that are left will survive, and occasionally a good mutation will come along, and that's where it gets its fuel. But recently,
one of those mutations, in other words, an eye, all of a sudden you have an eye, that's not a mutation, is it? That's because it's pretty intricate. The whole thing, all of a sudden now there's a little organism that's unicellular and it has eyes. How does that work?
Yeah. No, to produce something, or just to get a working eye, you need, you know, millions of different changes in an organism's DNA. You certainly couldn't get it by a single step. Kind of to give you the flavor of it, some people have resistance to malaria, the disease malaria, like folks who have sickle cell hemoglobin. And people have pointed that as a beneficial mutation, at least in regions of the world where they have malaria. But that mutation is a change in just one letter of their hemoglobin, which has about 600 letters, and it's only one change in all the proteins of their body. So it's like one change in, you know, hundreds of millions of units. So it's a little, the point is that it's a tiny, tiny change, and it pretty much messes up the usual function of hemoglobin. So mutations, even when they're beneficial, are generally work by degrading or sometimes even breaking genes that were already there.
Okay, you say in your book, and the book again is A Mousetrap for Darwin, that mutations in dogs give some indication of the limitations of Darwinian random undirected evolution. Give an example.
Yeah, well, you know, if you have a dog with white fur, that can result from breaking a gene that was involved in making colored fur, in making black pigment or brown pigment. If you have a dog with a short muzzle, kind of like a bulldog, doesn't really have much of a snout, that results from a gene that is broken that acts during development to lengthen an ordinary dog's muzzle. If you have a dog that with short legs, all you have to do is break a gene that's involved in lengthening legs. Some varieties of dog are very muscular, and that results from breaking a gene that tells the body when to stop making muscle, when it has enough muscle. So now that science has the ability to look at DNA down to the very letters, down to the very sequence of the DNA of genes, we've been able to discover that most of the beneficial changes that Darwinists have pointed to over the years, such as dog breeds and other things, are in fact mutations that degrade or destroy pre-existing genes. And that's interesting and that's important, but it doesn't explain how genes got there in the first place or how complex organs such as eyeballs and other things got there too.
And, which is so very intricate. In terms of, and again, to get this clear, you are not saying for a moment that people shouldn't be taught about natural selection, because natural selection actually happens. It's just the idea that mere evolution isn't enough. The question is, how does evolution work? And where's it going? The book is A Mousetrap for Darwin. The author, Michael J. Behe. He's featured in the book, of course, along with his critics. It's fascinating reading on a crucial subject. Godspeed and have a great weekend. We will be right back. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice, and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED. MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I give up. This is not Jose Feliciano. Who's singing this? It's not really your uncle. Jeremy, do you know who's singing this? Okay, well, it sounds a little... It could be. He's speaking Spanish with a Norwegian accent, so it could be. In any event, Feliz Navidad, I think that maybe that particular musical cue is appropriate for this section. Because, honestly, for those who believe that Rudy Giuliani is wasting his time with his traveling roadshow... he had a magical moment in Michigan before the Michigan House Oversight Committee. He was working together with a witness who I swear she looks like a comedian from Hollywood. And you actually have to see this. We'll post it on our website. Her name is Melissa Carone, and she is an IT contractor who was working for Dominion Voting Systems. And part of their testimony, with Rudy trying repeatedly to restrain her, she was a bit exuberant. I think she had begun the holiday celebrations a little bit early that day. But this is clip 15. It sounded like this.
The poll book is completely off. Completely off.
Off 30,000?
I'd say that poll book is off by over 100,000. That poll book? Why don't you look at the registered voters on there?
So, my question then is if the...
Guess how many... Wait, what about the turnout rate? 120%?
Let's let Representative Johnson ask his question.
My question is, why... We're not seeing the poll book off by 30,000 votes. That's not the case.
What did you guys do? Take it and do something crazy to it?
it goes on. It's not true. This is simply not true that there were more votes than there were registered voters in any of these sections that they are questioning. And there was another star witness that Rudy deployed, She was also testifying before the Michigan state legislature, and she said we need voter ID, which, by the way, I agree with. I think we should have voter ID. But she gave an interesting explanation of why we need it so strongly. Listen.
The other representative said that you can actually show up and vote without an ID. It's shocking. How can you allow that to happen? Like, a lot of people think all Indians look alike. I think all Chinese look alike. So how would you tell? If some chow shows up, you can be anybody and you can vote. And if somebody with my name, you can't even tell my name, anybody can vote on my behalf. So ID should be the basic requirement.
Okay, by the way, I agree with that completely. Yes, they should have ID as a basic requirement. And most states do have voter ID. But the fact is, the time to change those laws is not after election has happened. And again, the one thing that can come out of this entire thing, it seems to me, would be some of those states where there are very intense disputes going on. Okay, reform the process of voting. You know, we live in the 21st century. The idea that we have to argue about this stuff, which is so fundamental and so important to the way our republic functions, is actually sad. And it should be a real focus going forward. And it should be actually a nonpartisan focus, because one of the things that I think is deeply foolish is on both sides you have people who believe in conspiracy theories. And the conspiracy theories are completely incompatible with maturity, realism, and certainly with conservatism. That is a point that Jonah Goldberg makes in a powerful column. I'm hoping to have Jonah on soon to talk about it. He says, conspiracy theories are almost always offered in bad faith because they're non-falsifiable. The moment you provide evidence disproving a conspiracy theory, the response is invariably to resort to an even deeper conspiracy theory or to accuse the debunker of, oh, you're one of them. Uh-huh. And he points out, for instance, Attorney General Bill Barr, who's been far too loyal to the president throughout his tenure, for my taste, recently told the truth. There's no evidence for the vast conspiracy theories Donald Trump has belched out to explain his election loss. The response from many of Trump's most ardent defenders was to insist Barr was in on the deep state plot to get Trump. But the incompatibility of conservatism with conspiracy theories is fundamental. One of the central tenets of conservatism is the idea that society is too complex to be easily controlled by a despot, or even by cadres of well-intentioned social engineers and bureaucrats. Edmund Burke, the founder of modern conservatism, said that government planners, no matter how smart, cannot simply will into existence whatever they want the world to look like through raw intellect. This insight was fleshed out by Adam Smith, the Founding Fathers, Friedrich Hayek, and scores of other conservative sociologists, economists, and philosophers. It's central to every serious explanation of conservatism. And the free markets and every conservative critique of socialism, communism, technocracy, and progress. Ronald Reagan said, the more plans fail, the more the planners plan. William Buckley put it, idealism is fine, but as it approaches reality, the costs become prohibitive. But here's the thing. People in government had real power. So says Jonah Goldberg. They had the power to make laws and to order police and armies to enforce them. And yet we're supposed to believe that conspirators, globalists, the deep state, lizard people, or as QAnon would have you believe, blood-drinking pedophiles, can pull off whatever they want in total secrecy and with no formal power? Here's a simple fact. The more you know, he writes, about how government actually works, the less likely you are to believe anyone is actually in control. The idea that secret cabals could blow up the World Trade Center or steal the election with the active participation of hundreds of thousands of conspirators is beyond laughable when you consider that passing a budget is often beyond the capabilities of those in charge. This goes particularly to this idea of some kind of massive election conspiracy. President Trump has been talking about this forever. He put together a commission that investigated for 2 years, trying to look at election fraud, claiming that there were people who voted, millions of people who voted in 2016. When Trump won, millions of people who voted weren't allowed to vote. They couldn't find the evidence. They looked at it. They didn't recommend any kind of sweeping change. With President Trump in power, and there's no question he's been a powerful president with some very strong support from at least one House of Congress throughout his term and from both houses of Congress for the first years of his term. If President Trump, who was already concerned about elections, couldn't do anything to get this straight, how is it that people are running this election and rigging this election behind the scenes in contravention of the FBI, of the Justice Department, of the President of the United States, of the Federal Election Commission? For goodness sake, how is this supposed to work? And now you believe that you're going to have state legislatures voting to undo the election that took place? Again, a month and a day ago, I think that's very unlikely. Very unlikely. Coming up, we will talk about what is also very unlikely, which is seeing any sense among left-wingers who want to ban smoking tobacco in private, in your home, but not marijuana. In other words, okay, you can say, fine, marijuana edibles. But no, they allow marijuana smoking specifically. Why should that be exempted and tobacco not? We will get to that issue. We'll also talk about a movie from Disney called Godmother, which goes to the fairy tale franchise. And another movie, Happiest Season. Is it? Are these Christmas movies to cherish? We'll give you the straight talk and verdict.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.